This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
Clapping makes noise. What if you're deaf? What if you are doing a performance for a deaf audience? Obviously, they can clap. Their right. hands can bang together.
Right.
But they don't make or hear any sound.
And Chad P.
The applausometer, it's basically up to the person controlling the applausometer.
Class is in.
This is Rock School, and I am back. I am back from my week-long vacation, ladies and gentlemen, in Los Angeles. I went out to Los Angeles. I walked the Sunset Strip.
Hey,
got my,
what? Genius.
What?
We never told anybody you were leaving.
We're not supposed to tell people you're leaving.
We pre-taped last week's show so that you could go on vacation. We never told them!
Well, you're not supposed to tell people you're leaving. You don't announce it on Facebook, because then, you know, nefarious people show up and, like, rob your stuff.
But we don't deceive our audience.
Make off with your fine china. But I did. I went out to Los Angeles, walked the Sunset Strip, ate a Pink's hot dog, walked Hollywood and Vine, got my picture taken in front of the Viper Room and the Roxy and the Whiskey a Go-Go.
Got
and,
a show to do.
Oh, yeah, good stuff. My name is Joe Burns. That's Chad Pierce, one who must learn.
No, wait a minute. Stop right there. Hey, hang on.
Right.
First of all, it's Chad P.
We don't give
my full name. Second of all, how many times have you referred to me as one who must learn?
Well, we've been on the air.
3 years.
100-something shows.
Don't you think I've kind of learned a little something by now?
I do.
I'm feeling kind of froggy, Doc. Hear my words right now.
Froggy?
Right. What say ye in 2 weeks' time?
What are we going to do? Pistols at 10 paces?
In 2 weeks' time, Doc, I'm calling you out. I want it right here on Rock School.
Fist fight or
something? No. What? I want a Rock School face-off show. To see how much I've learned. Me versus you. Rock School knowledge. Just any topic. We'll get the general manager of this here station, Todd, I guess we'll call him.
Todd, sure.
Bring him in here and let's go. Let's go for
and
it, man.
And do what?
Whatever we can think of to test my knowledge.
You want
to
go head-to-head with me on
yes.
rock knowledge?
Yes. Let's
you
go.
You want to be that embarrassed?
Okay. You can trash talk. Come on. Let's All get right. on with the show. 2 weeks
time. 2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today.
You
we're
going
to do a head-to-head. No
yeah.
research.
No research.
You won't know the
right
questions
Right off the top
beforehand.
Of your head. Mm-mm. Let's
All
go.
Right. 2 weeks from today.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back.
Okay. Welcome back. I'm going to wipe the floor with you.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. I was doing research for a show on whistling. Okay?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we're
yeah.
not doing whistling today.
Okay.
I was doing a research for a show on whistling, and I ran across other websites that dealt with other noises that the body makes. Yeah, go ahead. Let your imagination run wild on that. All right.
Right.
Clapping. Came up. Clapping.
Well, yeah.
As in clapping.
Sure.
There was a fight between two people whether clapping was the earliest form of music or whether singing was the earliest form of music.
Oh.
And these two people really fought each other. I mean, like, you know, your mother's ugly. If you were any dumber, you'd be Gomer Pyle. I mean, these two people were really fighting each other.
Huh.
And I began to look at the links that they had.
Mm-hmm.
There are websites devoted to clapping. Believe it or not. And I kept finding more and more information. And I kept saying to myself, there's no show here. Guess what?
There's a show here.
We'll be back to talk about clapping in all of its many forms.
Very nice. Very
and
nice.
We begin 20th century boy Mark Bolan out in front of T-Rex. Feel free to clap along. Here you go. Rock School.
The
little bit of clapping there.
Good show. Good song.
Good show. We're only a song into it. Mm-hmm. Mark Boll and T-Rex, 20th Century Boy. That was redone by Def Leppard on one of their last albums. Actually, really, really well done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, clapping.
Clapping.
Are you serious? You're going to keep this going for an hour?
We can.
Look at this. I got two pages.
I saw
just
it.
On clapping.
I saw it. Hey, give him the number right quick of the world record for how many claps in 1 minute. What's the number?
Tim Alstrom,
uh-huh.
I think is his name. He's from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
In 60 seconds,
yes,
793 claps.
Duh.
793 claps
that's
this
like,
guy did. Yeah, that's a whole lot.
That.
I wonder if you could, do you have any idea how fast a snare drum roll is?
No.
I mean, I was wondering, because you think about that, how fast does his hand have to move back and forth
mm-hmm.
to actually get to that?
And that hurts.
Now, the research that's gone into clapping is unbelievable. I'm going to get into the history of mm-hmm. clapping here in a little bit.
Yep.
But what I found interesting was they found that people in general, this may be the oldest form of human approval.
Yeah.
The concept of that. But it depends on where you are in the world.
Oh.
Some people clap, the concept of the tips of the fingers.
Tips.
And some people clap the tips of the fingers into the palm.
Okay.
Some people clap the palm to the palm, which I used to call the monkey clap when I was in. And I mean, there's all kinds of research as to where the two hands actually hit each other.
Mm-hmm.
There's also the concept of striking other parts of the body. The research into this is insane.
Let me ask you this. How do you clap? If you were at a concert, where...
Fingers.
I do fingers to palm.
Fingers to palm.
Mm-hmm. That's how I clap.
Yeah, fingers. I don't even think about it. I just go on to that. I knew I had friends that did palm to palm, and that bothered me. I kind of wanted to look at them and went, stop it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a guy that holds a spoon like a mallet.
I kind of invented my own form of clapping when we're at church and my son is sitting in my lap. And they say, give it up for all of our first-time guests. Well, obviously, I can't bring my other hand around him, so I hit my leg.
Why do I know somewhere that's got a piece of research
about it? That's my clap.
In these websites
mm-hmm.
that looked at all of these different songs, they dealt with the different kinds of rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
There was clapping that actually just added rhythm to the song.
Sure.
Banging on the second and fourth beat of 1, 2, 3, 4, which is the snare drum hit.
The snare drum hit, yeah.
The
correct.
2 and the 4.
Mm-hmm.
Then there were songs that actually added clapping as a rhythmic element.
Mm-hmm.
It was something that people waited for.
Okay.
Something they went, da 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 da, and they did along with it. Like this one.
What one?
Steve Miller, Take the Money and Run. Now wait, as it starts to play, it's going to get to that one section, and you're all going to go, because that's the little rhythmic element that came along with it. There you go. Steve Miller, Take the Money and Run. Back to school.
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Two young lovers with nothing better to do than sit around the house.
Clapping our way through the show. There you go.
You really don't think about how much research has probably been done and all the different facts because it's second nature to us.
Yeah, it seems like you're born with it. Like dogs are born able to swim.
I'm looking at all the research that you have there and all these different facts. You really do sit down and look at it. Well, yes, that's true. Like, for example, I bet you've got something on the standing ovation. There's got to be some type of meaning behind the standing ovation.
I do. The standing ovation is known as a form of mass nonverbal communication.
Mm.
Huh? Isn't that fun? Let's take something that's enjoyable and turn it into academic. The concept of the standing ovation comes in where applause deals with loudness.
Okay.
The louder the applause, the greater the appreciation by the audience.
Right, I got it.
And the standing ovation came with the concept of, by standing up, it got louder.
I see. That makes sense. See, to me, you get a standing ovation when applause is just not good enough.
Yeah.
I'm going to stand up and
put your hands over your head,
too. Oh, yeah. That's like the biggest form of approval that you can get, to me, anyway.
And to get it louder, a lot of people scream and whistle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and see, you get into when you start to whistle, when you start to do anything other than clap, see, they also point out that clapping is the same everywhere. Every you clap, depending on how loud or what have you. Clapping is sort of universally accepted as hurrah.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas whistling is not.
Ah.
In the United States, you whistle and people go, oh, thank you very much. You go to the UK and you whistle and they say, what'd they do wrong? It's not universally accepted.
Sweet.
But yeah, it's the concept of louder, better.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
So, let's do another one with some clapping.
Cool
the
deal.
Kaz. It's my best friend's girlfriend. Right here. Rock school.
Dancing down the street with the suede blue eyes.
Cars on Rock School as we talk about clapping here. We're going to go into a quick break here and come back with a group. Believe it or not, if you look at the liner notes, they actually denote who did the clapping.
Really?
The clapping is so integral to the song that they denote who did the clapping.
Who would that be? Who would that be?
Boston.
Boston has a lot of clapping in their songs. Doesn't matter which one you play, chances are there's some clapping in there.
You know, what's interesting is I actually did a whole lot of these. Dig this. No matter where you are, Badfinger, Saturday Night by the Bay City Rollers, Rock the Casbah, The Clash, We Will Rock You, Queen, Head Over Heels, Go-Go's, What I Like About You, The Romantics, Where It's At, Beck, Hey Mickey, Tony Basil, Centerfield, John Fogerty, Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye, all feature clapping. Hand claps.
Nice. Yeah.
There are websites devoted to this.
Mm-hmm.
Just as there are websites devoted to like the greatest flute solos, the greatest saxophone solos, hand claps.
Hey, dude.
Go figure.
You buy a halfway expensive keyboard that has percussion settings on it.
One of them's a hand clap.
One of them's a hand clap.
That's amazing
to me. So you can do your own applause.
By the way.
Thank you. Thank you.
Clapping, yeah. Clapping, it states here, according to some of this research, is a percussive element in many forms of music. However, in gospel, flamenco, and another kind of Spanish music, S-E-V-I-L-L-A-N-A-S, Sevillanas?
Very good.
Did I get any close to that? Probably not. But in those two Spanish musical genres, clapping is the main rhythm and is the main part of the song.
Uh-huh.
And speaking of Spanish, hello, Radio Universidad in Salamanca, Spain.
Very good. A lot of listeners up there rolling their eyes because you just pronounced it wrong.
I guarantee I slaughtered it.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. They invented clapping. Where it started, right there in Shreveport.
Wow. Mm-hmm. There was ancient man in Shreveport, Louisiana?
I'm going to write up a report of all the things that I've said about Shreveport, all the things that they do in that city, and all the things that they're known for.
It's like the most popular city
in the United States.
Back in a minute with Boston. Rock School. Okay, before we came into the break, I stated that Boston's More Than a Feeling, I didn't say the song, but it's More Than a Feeling.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the liner notes on the back of the album, they considered the claps so important that they actually mention them in the liner notes with who actually performs the claps.
Insert claps here.
Insert claps here. So there you go. Boston, More Than a Feeling. Rock School. Boston on Rock School. Trivia question for you.
2 weeks.
that's when you're coming up against me?
Yeah, man.
All right.
What you got?
Clapping.
Clapping.
Clapping makes noise.
Yes.
What if you're deaf?
What?
What if you're deaf? What if you are doing a performance for a deaf audience? Obviously, they can clap. Their hands can bang together.
Right.
But they don't make or hear any sound. So, what does a deaf audience do rather than clapping? What is a deaf audience's equal to clapping?
Dude, why are you setting me up like this?
No, it's just I know you don't know.
Trouble.
I know you don't know. But
how does
what
a hearing impaired person clap?
Right. Yeah.
They just clap.
No. What is their equal? Obviously, they can.
Okay.
But what is their equal? What is the sign language equal to clapping? Do you know?
I'm going to go with a waving of the arms.
Pretty close. Pretty close. They take one hand, put it in the air, and pretend like you're screwing in a light bulb.
Okay.
They take the hand, they put it up, and they wave it back and forth. So when you're, if you have the opportunity to perform for a hearing impaired audience, when you're finished, put the hand in the air and move it back and forth.
Okay.
It may look odd, but that's the equivalent in the deaf community for clapping. There you go.
Gotcha.
Beck's got two turntables and a microphone and all kinds of clapping. Here you go, Rock School. Two turntables and a microphone.
Love some Beck.
When's the last time you actually disc jocked with two turntables? Did you ever use two turntables? Or did you get into the business so late you never used turntables?
No, I didn't spin, if that's what you're referring to.
I did. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My first 3 or 4 years, I was still using turntables, and you had to cue the records up and all of that. And
wow.
There was nothing better than getting a record going on the air, turning around, and bumping it with your elbow. Nothing better than that, you know. Okay, and here are the Beatles, as you bounced it across the whole thing.
And for that story, I clap you. I applaud you. Very nice.
At least CDs, when they skipped, everyone knows what it was, but the other ones were duck, and they would skip too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'd come around the, you know, and Rosie was it?
Oh, I'd imagine that.
That would just, we used to, disc jockeys we didn't like, we would have our friends call up and request songs we knew skipped. Just because we would have fun with them. Welcome to the bottom of the hour. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad B.
And remember, 2 weeks from today, I really don't know what it is, but I assume Chad's going to inform me after this show is over what this little contest is he has for me.
They're going down, sucker.
Yeah, apparently. Welcome to 7 days and 70 seconds, Monday, July 19th through Sunday, July 25th. Chad, Monday, if you would, please.
Monday, July 19th. That's a Monday this year, but 15 years ago, former Elvis Presley physician Dr. George Nikopoulos, he stripped of his medical license for dispensing addictive drugs just a little too freely.
Yeah. Now, what Simpson character is based on Dr. George Nikopoulos?
I don't know.
Dr. Nick.
Really?
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
That's right.
That's Dr. Nikopoulos.
That's right. 45 years ago, July 20th, Bob Dylan's major hit, Like a Rolling Stone, is released.
July 21 in 1980, the year I was born.
There you go.
The Grateful Dead keyboardist Keith Godshaw, I think I'm pronouncing his name correctly, he's injured in a car accident and dies 2 days later. He was only 32 years old.
45 years ago, Thursday, July 22nd, following their arrest for disorderly conduct, Rolling Stones' Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, and Bill Wyman are ordered to pay £5 each, about $8.
1965, July 23rd, Mr. and Mrs. Thomas welcomed in a little bundle of joy. They named him Saul. He would become known as Slash, the guitarist for Guns N' Roses and Velvet Revolver. Instead of a blue bonnet, they put a top hat on him.
With all those little metal studs around it. July 24th, Saturday, 15 years ago, country music star Charlie Rich dies in the sleep of a clot in his lung at age 62 in Arkansas. Sunday, July 25th, 45 years ago in 1965, after playing only 3 songs, Bob Dylan is booed off the stage at the Newport Folk Festival. Oh, he went electric.
What?
Oh, yeah. He went electric. Now, there's a big question on whether he was booed because he went electric, or he was booed because the sound system was bad, or he was booed because of the crowd. They wanted folk, and he went electric. There's a big question on why he was actually booed. It's generally believed, well, he was booed because he went electric. Maybe, maybe not. It might have been because the sound system was so bad. They might have been booing the fact that it sounded horribly.
So if they were angry at that concert and booing, they certainly weren't
clapping.
Very good.
Clap along with this one. Magic. Here's Pilots on Rock School. We're talking about clapping today on Rock School and the ridiculous amount of research that has actually gone into clapping.
Hey, Doc.
Yes?
How do you do a golf clap?
I assume just nice and quiet.
That is the coolest sound in the world to me. When you have a bunch of... It's kind of like that, what's the vuvuzela.
What?
So the horn that they play at the World Cup.
Oh, that...
By itself, it's nothing.
But you put them all together?
Put them all together, and you got a swarm of bees after you.
Yeah, and it was so loud that people actually were having hearing difficulties after it.
You know, you can actually download that as an app on your iPhone now. A vuvuzela.
Really?
I swear to you.
How do you make it go louder? Do you push buttons, or do you actually blow into the iPhone to make it go?
You just download it, and you hit a button, and it starts blowing.
Is that from the annoying section of the iPhone App Store?
I guess.
Yeah. Okay. We talked about applause.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about applause.
Mm-hmm.
The ancient Romans, listen to this, had an actual set of rituals for applause at public performances expressing degrees of approval.
The applause-o-meter?
Right, the applause-o-meter.
I can't stand the applause-o-meter.
If they kind of liked it, they snapped their fingers.
Okay.
If they liked it a little bit more, they clapped.
Yeah.
If they liked it a little bit more than that, they flapped their toga.
Excuse me?
They flapped their toga.
Okay.
So if you really kicked butt, they flapped their toga at you.
I would think that would be a disapproval.
You got me. Apparently how high up the toga, you know, flies up, apparently.
Right.
And apparently it became such a big thing to flap the toga
mm-hmm.
that the emperor Aurelian substituted handkerchiefs, which he distributed to the Roman people.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen women like flapping handkerchiefs
yeah,
and such as a goodbye or what have
from?
You? Apparently that's where that comes from.
Yeah.
But they actually set all these different things for how much you liked it. You couldn't just clap louder.
Yeah.
You did different things, and clapping was only the second level.
Hmm.
If you really liked it, you flapped your clothing at them.
Well, that's better than the applause-o-meter, because I can't stand that thing.
So when
do you know the applause-o-meter, it's basically up to the person controlling the applause-o-meter.
Yeah, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I was out at this rock concert one time,
mm-hmm.
and this one girl in the front row really liked the concert, and she kept flapping her shirt at the band.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently she really enjoyed the concert. Here's John Cougar Mellencamp. Yes, I did that entire break just for that joke. Here you go. It's Jack and Diane on Rock School.
You know, I don't know what to say.
Well, about one.
I thought you'd come back from vacation refreshed.
I am.
Ready to go.
I am.
New topics.
Uh-huh.
You're doing dirty jokes.
How long have you known me?
I mean, you couldn't even just tell the joke. You had to show me.
Oh, yeah.
You're flapping your shirt here in the studio.
I'm of the opinion that you do better vocals if you have movement of arms
and things
like that.
Very good.
I'm of that opinion.
Oh.
We got 15 minutes left in the clapping show
that
here
long?
On Rock School. Yeah. Coming up after the break, a song that actually has the word clap in the title.
I know it.
You know it right off the top?
Yes.
Go ahead, give it a shot.
Clap for the Wolf Man.
Yeah, that's right. Good
Rock
for you. Quick deal about clapping.
What?
When you clap, the mm-hmm. two hands are facing one another.
Yes.
And people who talk about the concept of aggressiveness, the concept of looking aggressive to one another, the research is into it.
Right.
As you're clapping,
mm-hmm.
take one hand and turn it over.
Oh,
so you're slapping the back of the hand.
That means a flogging's a-coming.
That's right. All you have to do is look at that little kid and say, stop hitting your sister, and
uh-huh.
smack that into the
that
back.
That is so true.
All you do is turn one hand over, and it turns from praise to aggressive.
Yeah.
Somebody researches all of this stuff.
And if you take three of those fingers on that one and close them in, it turned them on.
I don't even know what that means. Hello, KLSU, where lots of research is done there on the campus of Louisiana State University. Thanks for listening to the radio show.
Hello, WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin. Is this a good show? Would you clap for this show?
I certainly would.
Send in your claps, please.
That's right. On little audio files. We're on iTunes as well. You can always download us on iTunes, and they're open 24/7. Back in a minute with Clapping for the Wolfman. Guess who? Rock School. All right, you already know that Clap for the Wolfman is coming up, so I'm going to give you one more little piece of information. How many times have you seen in a movie the slow hand clap?
I was just fixing to bring that up, I swear to you. To me, that's for somebody, I'm clapping because I have to, but I really would not.
Where did it come from?
It came from you.
No, yes, it came from me. It comes from, according to comedian Fred Allen's book, Much Ado About Me,
mm-hmm.
the slow hand clap came from vaudeville. What happens is it sort of was when a vaudeville performer was not getting his job done
mm-hmm.
and was upsetting the audience and was boring the audience, what the audience would do is slow clap like this in unison out of time with the music, or if he was a juggler or a comedian,
to throw him off,
would just sit there and do this.
Well, you're not making it any better. You're doing that. Just,
well, they're trying to annoy him.
Why don't
That's
you just,
their basic way of saying boo.
Why don't you just ring the gong or get the hook and
take him off?
Get him out of there.
I don't know, but that's what they said. And I'm thinking to myself, that's nasty.
Yeah,
some guy's
bad,
on stage
dude.
With a ventriloquist trying, you're the dummy. No, you're the dummy. No, you're the dummy. And he's trying to do it. And everybody in the audience.
That's horrible.
Yep.
I saw that in a movie one time that these two guys were street fighting. And
yeah.
The protagonist of the movie was obviously losing. So the crowd brought him back by clapping.
They're trying to encourage him, but it started in vaudeville where they were trying to beat the performer up. Clap for the Wolfman. It's the Guess Who. Rock School.
Clap for the Wolfman. He gon' reach your record high. Clap for the Wolfman. You gon' dig it.
And I got them all.
Clap for the Wolfman.
Yes, you go right on
that. Clap for the Wolfman.
All right, one more break in this here clapping show, and we'll be wrapping up with one from ELO, Don't Bring Me Down. I didn't say this in the last break because I wanted to save it for, you know, the last break here. That thing that you were talking about where people do the slow clap, but it turns into a fast clap and everybody sort of in movies where they get together.
Yeah, for encouragement, yeah.
It's called, you called it the slow clap. People who research this stuff don't refer to it as the slow clap.
Of course not. It's got some kind of fancy name. What is
it? Sure. The crescendo applause.
Oh, pardon me.
Did you have any Grey Poupon there in your very large black car? Yeah, apparently this is different. This is to differentiate it from the slow clap that was used in vaudeville to actually make a person.
So in vaudeville,
the slow clap was to hurt them.
Yeah, and it meant wrap it up. What did they call that?
That was called the slow clap.
Okay.
But the crescendo applause, are you saying to wrap up the show? Is that what you're
getting at? Clapping you.
Very good.
Get it
done. My name is Joe Burns.
Chad P.
And that wraps it up. There
you go. 2 weeks.
You're going to take me down in 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
I'm not even sure what the actual contest is going to be. Apparently, we'll find out more next week. That wraps it up. ELO's next. Class is dismissed.